In El Salvador, thousands of suspected gang members have arrived at a huge new prison. The prison complex is an essential part of President Nayib Bukele's crackdown on crime. It's expected to eventually hold 40,000 people. Eder Peralta is NPR's international correspondent. He's based in Mexico City. And Eder, tell me about this prison. That scale is just immense.
Yeah, it's massive. And what we know from the government, because they don't allow journalists into their prisons. But as you said, it's supposed to accommodate 40,000 inmates. And the government has released footage, including a documentary of President Bukele touring the place. And they say it is the biggest prison in Central America, maybe Latin America. And it has one purpose, that the people arrested stay in prison for a long time and that they have no contact with the outside world. The government transferred its first 2,000 inmates to the prison, and the footage of that is stunning. It shows inmates being moved into the facilities in just their underwear. It shows them cowering in fear of authorities, and inmates being lined up in humiliating positions so they can be paraded in front of the cameras. They're shocking, but they're also emblematic of the way the government has decided to deal with gangs in El Salvador. And to be fair, the gangs had turned El Salvador into a war zone, and the government has been very clear that they say that they will deal with them with the same inhumanity that the gangs have shown.
I see. Tell me more about the government's crackdown on organized crime then. How's the war going, so to speak?
I mean, in terms of what's happening on the streets, it's an incredible success. President Nayib Bukele inherited one of the most dangerous countries in the world, and now the gangs have been dismantled. Neighborhoods that you couldn't walk through before are safe now. We've walked through them. The gangs who used to terrorize citizens are gone. And according to independent polls, Bukele is incredibly popular. I think what a lot of his critics are asking is, at what cost? For almost a year, Bukele's government has suspended a lot of civil rights. He's consolidated power, and they've arrested thousands of innocent people. One defense attorney I spoke to says that all of these families who have been torn apart are going to have to process all of this. They're going to process all this pain, this frustration, this hate against the state. And she said that could be a ticking time bomb.
I'm thinking about the scale of this prison, which you described, and the images of the prisoners, which you've also described. I mean, it struck me that every one of their heads was shaved in the exact same way. Do you think that this is an effort by the government to show these images in this way, like part of a PR strategy to either appear intimidating to criminals or to appear tough on crime to the citizens?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and I think it's both. Obviously, the gang members in El Salvador are terrified. But we walked through neighborhoods where it was really hard to find young men on the streets. The few that we did speak to say that was because they were either arrested or they were staying indoors because they were so scared. And I remember I asked one young man, have you been threatened by the government, by police, by the military to stay indoors? And he said, they don't have to say anything. I've seen innocent people get picked up all around me, and that sends a message. Be careful.
You mentioned the president was popular. So would you say that people support what he's doing?
It's both. In one sentence, I heard so many people say, we live at peace, finally. We can walk these streets safely. We don't support the criminals, but we also don't support injustice. The government says that it has arrested thousands of innocent people who they say they are slowly releasing, that they've released more than 3,000 of them. And so I've heard both, that they support Bukele, but that they believe that this is an inhumane way of going about doing this, cleaning up the country.
So that said, do you expect that new prison to eventually fill up? 40,000 people.
They're going to have to move a lot of people from the other prisons in the country. We spoke to the justice minister, and he said that they estimated that it was a little over 60,000 people who they believed were affiliated with gangs. They've already arrested that many people. So definitely that prison will be filled up.
NPR international correspondent Eder Peralta reporting from Mexico City, talking today about the new mega prison in El Salvador that is starting to receive people now, prisoners. Ader, thanks so much for your reporting. Incredible
story. Thank you, Peter.